Father, it's the yearning of our hearts that your manifested presence will be evident and eminent in this place and in our lives. Father, we thank you. We are vessels in your hand. Use us as vessels to bring honor and glory to your name. Father, we thank you because the word is yours, the life is yours, these bodies are yours, this place is yours. For your word tells us the earth and all its fullness is the Lord's and those who dwell upon it. Father, we thank you. We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. In Jesus' holy name, we have worshipped. Amen, 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 amen. Take your beautiful seats. Welcome your neighbor. Tell them it is good you've come. Online viewers and followers, you are most welcome to our morning service in Kampala, Uganda. Morning, elsewhere, maybe another time. Hallelujah. Papa and Mama are not here, but we want to appreciate them in absence. Because it is Him. Hallelujah. This Sunday again is dedicated to the youth. Clap, 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 clap better than that. Maybe you're thinking you are not a youth. One man of God made a joke that if you are 99 years plus, then you can disqualify yourself from being a youth. Hallelujah. That was just a joke. I want us to say this prayer. Are you attentive? I want you to say this prayer with me. You're ready? I want you to say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I submit every area of my life to you, to your lordship. I withhold nothing back. I submit my thoughts, my words, my actions, my relationships, my finances, my ministry, they all belong to you. I am not my own. I was purchased at a price. I choose to be your property. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Every morning, make those declarations and others that are more than that. Youth, I am glad to be back. And we are going to continue studying the life of Joseph. The Bible tells us this story began when he was 17 years. That's what we learned last Sunday. And the Bible tells us that he was the story maker of Jacob, his father. But today I want us to continue in Genesis chapter 37. Genesis chapter 37. From verses 23.
New King James Version. If you're not here on last Sunday, then you miss the other bit of it, how it began, how the story began. But nevertheless, all of us must have heard the story of Joseph. So we're going to read from Genesis 37, from verse 23 to 36. So it came to pass, when Joseph had come to his brothers, that they stripped Joseph of his tunic, the tunic of many colors that was on him. They took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water in it. And they sat down to eat a meal. Then they lifted their eyes and looked, and there was a company of Ishmaelites coming from Gilead with their camels bearing spices, balm, and myrrh on their way to carry them down to Egypt. So Judah said to his brother, "What profit is there if we kill our brother and conceal his blood? Come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh, and his brothers listen." Then the Midianite traders passed by, so the brothers pulled Joseph up and lifted him out of the sea, sold him to Ishmaelites for 20 shekels of silver, and they took Joseph. Then Reuben returned to the pit, and indeed Joseph was not in the pit, and he saw his brother. And he returned to his brothers and said, "The lad is no more, and I, where shall I go?" So they took Joseph's tunic, killed the kid of the goats, and dipped the tunic in the blood. Then they sent the tunic of many colors, and they brought it to their father and said, "We have found this. Do you know whether it is your son's tunic or not?" And he recognized it and said, "It's my son's tunic. A wild beast has devoured him. Without doubt, Joseph is son to him." Then Jacob tore his clothes, put sackcloth on his waist, and mourned for his son many days. And all his sons and all his daughters rose to comfort him. But he refused to comfort. To be comforted, and say, "For I shall go down into the grave to my son in mourning." Thus his father wept for him. Now the Midianites had told him, "Is Egypt Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, the captain of the guard." So we're going to continue reading. We're going to Genesis chapter 39. Verse 1 to 8. And then we go to 2023. It came to pass at that time that Judah departed from his brothers. Now he had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all he did prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. Then he made him overseer of his house, and all that he had, he put under his authority. So it was from the time that he had made him overseer of his house and all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was on all he had in the house and in the field. Thus he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he did not know what he had except for the bread which he ate. Now Joseph was handsome in form and appearance. Youth, say this: Joseph was handsome. And tell yourself, "I am also handsome. I am also beautiful." Glory be to God. And it came to pass, after these things, that his master's wife cast longing eyes on Joseph, and she said, lie with me. And he refused and said to his master's wife, look, my master does not know what is with me in the house, and he has committed all that he has to my hand. We are continuing to read. We are going to chapter 41. Then it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh had a dream, and behold, he stood by the river. Suddenly there came out of the river. No, we're reading on verse 1. Then we're going to 14. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him quickly out of the dungeon, and he shaved, changed his clothes, and came to Pharaoh. It's a long story, so I have picked a few verses so that we build up that story. We're going to 38. After Joseph interpreting the dream, Pharaoh said to his servants, can we find such a one as this, a man in whom is the Spirit of God? Let's read 40 to 41. So you shall be over my house, and all my people shall be ruled according to your word, and only in regard to the throne will I be greater than you. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, see, I have set you over all the land of Egypt. That's the word of the Lord. Glory be to his name. Clap, 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 clap. Jehovah, our King, enlighten your words. Speak to us with simplicity and clarity. Open our minds to understand this story. And give us wisdom to apply it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen. I know this is not the first time you have heard about Joseph. I am sure. If you have not heard about Joseph's story, maybe. Anyway. But this is Joseph. He was hated by his brothers because of his dream, his vision. But even amidst that, Joseph loved his brothers. Even when you're hated, let the love of God still remain in you and love those who hate you. It's the devil using them. It is not their own. You get it? You remember the confession we made here? The declaration? You are not your own. Jesus owns you. And if Jesus doesn't own you, then somebody owns you. Someone owns you. So if you're somewhere standing and thinking, who owns me? If it is not Jesus, then his opponent. The devil. Be very sure about that. There are people who say, I am still thinking whether to confess Jesus as Lord and Savior. Somebody at that state is being owned by the devil. Though the devil likes hiding. So Joseph loved his brothers. And he obeyed his father when he said, take food for them. And he carried the food. He looked for them and found them and gave them the food because he loved them even when they hated him. But what did they do to him? First sight, the dream has come. We want to terminate this dream. But God, who gave you that dream, who gave Joseph that dream, was not in any way ready to have that dream terminated and that vision never to be terminated. So they stripped him of his glory, the tunic of many colors. Ladies, you know those clothes with many colors, eh? When you're walking, eh? And you've made your hair well, eh? And people are saying, this person must be new. And then they say, hey, it is you. Wow, you're smart. You're beautiful. Young men. Eh? All of us. All of us, as men, are handsome. Then you're now asking yourself, how did that word ugly come in? Eh? If the devil comes in, he will try to bring sicknesses, accidents, eh, to deform your original appearance so that people say, what happened? This person doesn't, the face is ugly. That's how that word came in. But anybody in good health, and happy and joyous is handsome and beautiful. Glory be to God. So they stripped him of the coat of many colors. Remember we said the coat of many colors was like showing there are blessings here. Many blessings. Huh? If you continue reading Genesis, when you go to Genesis 49, the last verses, it is Joseph whom his father blessed in all areas. He opened every place. He opened the heaven to a blessing to come on Joseph. He opened the earth and said, even what is underneath the earth, let that blessing come on you. Hallelujah. But they stripped him. They thought maybe, we're going to do away with this guy. But Reuben was minding about him in a way. Do you know who Reuben is? Do you have a Reuben? Reuben was the firstborn of Jacob. And being a firstborn in the Bible, a firstborn is a redeemer. Do you know any firstborn? Who is your redeemer? You know? Jesus himself is the firstborn. Hallelujah. Clap. Give him. So they lowered him in a pit. Now the journey begins. From being loved by the Father, given a tunic of many colors, given family secrets, and all Jacob's hopes were in Joseph. And the devil was planning and say, I will kill your hopes. So they lowered him into a pit. Hallelujah. That pit, God knew that, yes, let me hide him here for his next promotion. This is a point where some people say, is this God really around? Is this God really good? How can he allow my own brothers to throw me into a pit? He is aware. It is his orchestration that they put you in a pit. Eh? If you have ever gone through that, that pit was the point where God would orchestrate your lifting and your promotion into another place. Hallelujah. Clap for him. But when they were eating the food that Joseph delivered, they were enjoying the food, not minding about the one who brought the food. But Judah was like, should we kill him? No, let's not kill him. That's why you're alive today. They would have killed you. That's why I'm alive today. Why not sell him for a profit? They'll want to make profit out of you. You get it? They'll want to make profit out of you. So they were afraid. Let's not kill him.
That was God orchestrating. So Judas said, let's sell him. So they lifted him from that pit. Do you see that promotion? Transport was available. The Ishmaelites were coming around. You know the Ishmaelites? Ishmael was a brother to Isaac. You remember that? Do you remember that? Ishmael was a brother to Isaac. Different mother, same father. Hallelujah. So now Joseph is taken to the land of, is taken by people who are really his relatives in one way. Have you gotten out of home? Have you stayed with your uncle, with your auntie? You might have cried tears there, but that was God orchestrating that at a certain point, you will be away from your parents. But the report was taken back to Jacob that identified this tunic. He said, it is my son. So they wanted to kill his hope. He mourned for many days. They tried to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. So God, in his orchestration, hides Joseph. These guys, the brothers, are happy that we have sold him, we have gotten 20 shekels. I don't know what that value is today. 20 shekels. They had the money. Today, people are still selling people. Do you believe that? Yes. There are people who are selling other people. In whichever way you understand it. I hear even those who go out somewhere looking for jobs, they'll come a point, they say, hey, now, I brought you here, so we're going to give you a job. You don't know what they're discussing. So you will only know when they say, we're not giving you your passport until you pay the other money we transported you with. Hallelujah. And you'll be blessed to work. And they'll be deducting your money. But they sold you in one way or the other. Hallelujah. But here is Joseph now being transported to Egypt. Imagine that transport. I want to imagine he was on a camel. Even if it was not a camel. But he was now relieved from the pit. That was a promotion. So God can change your location geospiritually. Hallelujah. Geographically, you are somewhere, but spiritually, you are still with him and still with you. Hallelujah. So whatever position you are in, whatever location you are in, God is very much aware that he's taking you to another level. So being in a pit may bring tears, but that pit, you'll be lifted from it. Whatever type of pit it is, it comes in different ways. And there will be tears in your eyes. I am talking this through experience. I have ever been in such situations. Tears fell down. Fell down from my eyes. And I said, God, you are still in control. And amid this, my tears, there was laughter. Somebody looked at me and they said, what's wrong? Is there something wrong with your mind? But I continued laughing because God revealed something to me that you are getting out of this pit and to another level. Glory be to God. So Joseph, sold by his brothers, God is happy. Okay. I am taking you to a place where your destiny, the planned destiny is. The Ishmaelites again sell Joseph. Imagine that. Sold from here, taken somewhere, again sold. And where was he put?
in Potiphar's house. Do you see that promotion? Leave alone being a slave. From the pit to Potiphar's house, a palace, moreover. Potiphar bowed to him. But remember, God manifested in the life of Joseph. The Bible tells us, and God was with Joseph. God is with you. No doubt. And what happened in that house? Even the heathen, Potiphar, would identify. God's manifested presence. The house was blessed. The fields were blessed. Look at your life. Things turn to be difficult. And you're like, you're talking now, the terms are opening. My caretaker, my mother, my father, they have not even said, you go back to school because I've got the money. The money will come. Favor will rest upon you. Even if there is no money, because of the favor of the Lord upon you, your parent is going to reach to school and say, please, headmaster, give me these 3 weeks. And the headmaster will say, take this cheat, give him, give her, go to class. That is favor. You can attest to that. It has happened to some of you, youths. It has happened to me. Hallelujah. But that is all, that God is with us. God was with Joseph. So in your life, there are things that have happened where you stayed away from your parents that you may not have reckoned and said, this could have been my presence here. Hallelujah. I've ever stayed away from my parents, and I was staying with my uncle, and he was sponsoring my education. He had a business. He taught me that business, and I was doing it for him. And surely, I saw him prosper. Things were prospering. His business was growing. In the region where I come from, those days, prosperity was measured in terms of animals like cows, goats, sheep. So my uncle, his herd increased because of the business he taught me, and I did it with him. And that is what elevated my education also. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So you are a blessing to that family. Whether you are still with your parents, or you're staying with your sponsor, or you're staying with your uncle, or your auntie, or whoever, or your caretaker. Remember this. God is with you. That I want to emphasize. God is with you. And declare every morning, my God is with me. He's bigger than any problem. He's more than school fees. In him, I live and move and have my being. Hallelujah. One thing about the youth. Youth, at whatever stage, girls, you're beautiful. Boys, you're handsome. And the devil is also looking out and see, who is that one? The devil is planning, how do I bring this youth down? So here is Joseph, very handsome young man. Even the master's wife is saying, but this young man here, let me have this young man. So she talked to him day after day, day after day, trying to convince him. Eh? Meanwhile, the devil is hiding behind and say, go, Father, speak sweet words. Eh? So that we kill that what? That vision. But Joseph knew his God. Location changed geographically, but spiritually, he was still with his God. Even when she was seeing the blessing that was manifesting in the house. Eh? You know where Joseph came from? Where they call Middle East. And they brought him to Africa. Hallelujah. So if you are an African, know that the redeemers, the redeemers are always raised in Africa. A very good example is Jesus Christ. Have you ever heard of that? Even Jesus, they brought him to Africa when Herod was looking for children to kill 2 years and below. He was raised in Africa. So Africa, we are blessed. Another story about Africa. The first Bible translation into Greek from Hebrew was done in Africa. You've heard that? Alexander the Great, who wanted to make Greek a vernacular language throughout the world, came to Africa. Eh? And he built a city called Alexandria. Those of you study geography and history, I am now connecting geography and history and with the Bible. We used to learn those things down there in primary. Alexandria, built by Alexander the Great. Eh? But they didn't tell us it was the man who was behind the translation of the Bible into Greek from Hebrew. You can imagine if the whole world was speaking Greek. Let's appreciate the arrival of Papa. Hallelujah. So temptation will come. It follows your beauty. It follows your handsomeness. I know you're recalling it. You're recalling it. You know where it happened. They told you are beautiful beyond description. That was a lie. It is only Jesus who is beautiful beyond description. Hallelujah. They say you are handsome. Eh? You are like an angel. No. That is just a lie from the pit of hell. They want to entice you with that sweet tongue, but at the end of it, it is bitter. It is bitter. So this lady here was saying, ha, young man, just have a moment with me. And Joseph stood his ground and said, no. Yeah? Youth, learn to say no. Before you understand anything, say no first. No. Yeah? The language of the world says, if a lady says no, she means yes. Say no. Eh? And another no. And another no. They will understand you're surely saying it is no. Glory be to God. So when Joseph fled, these are temptations where you need to run. Not even kneeling down to pray. Not even talking in tongues. Just run. Eh? If not running, shout to the top of your voice. Ashame whoever wants to do anything bad to you. Hallelujah. Be aggressive.
to defend your vision, to defend your dream, so that nobody pulls you out of that path. Hallelujah. Now comes a false accusation. Have you ever been accused falsely? You know it. Me have been accused falsely several times. Hallelujah. Now you are recalling, hey, were you handsome those days? Yes, I was. And I am still handsome. Glory be to God that He has made us. Eh? We are fearfully and wonderfully made. And my soul knows it very well. Youth, declare that to yourself. Hallelujah. There will always be false accusations. It is not about what they see physically. It is what they see inside of you. Inside of you, there's a treasure that the enemy, the devil, is very annoyed that you're going to bring fruit that will glorify the name of the Lord. So he wants to kill it by putting a detour in your life. You know what a detour is? The American English, where there's a corner, they call it a detour. In the Queen's English, it is a corner. So the devil wants to put you into another corner and tells you, but if you go like this, you will join that main path from ahead. And that's where you will bypass your destiny helpers. So there is a false accusation on Joseph. Like anybody of us has passed through. And they can even bring witness. When they hear us and the onlookers, they say, true, this is evidence. But God, who is with you, will always nullify that. Glory be to God. So Joseph is accused before his master. The master gets annoyed. Take him to prison. But imagine, it's only mentioned one time when the servants of Pharaoh were also in prison, when David mentioned that, when Joseph said, I am here falsely accused, and I am from a foreign land. And he asked those guys, after interpreting their dreams, to remember him. Hallelujah. But prison is a secure place if you are accused falsely. Prison is a hiding place if you are accused falsely. Prison is a place of preparation. No experiences around that. Hallelujah. I have been put behind bars for a few minutes, falsely accused. I was driving a car with a number plate that had a background that was blue, which means it belonged to a certain ministry. So the police said, this guard in front of your car is covering the number plate. I told them it was not me who fixed it because it's not my car. I'm only using it. They say, no, you are obscuring the number plate. Come. I followed them. They say, get in there. I entered and say, Lord, it is not my doing. You know it all. And I said a short prayer. In like 5 minutes, an officer came calling. Ben said, I'm here. Come out. I said, glory be to God. No false accusation will put you behind bars for days and years. It is a hiding place. It is a place of preparation. Hallelujah. Our brother testified from here. Our brother Stephen Owori. Like, he enjoyed for that moment because God was manifesting. He would pray for people who are going to court, and they reach there and they are acquitted. And this man of God, you prayed for the other man and he has gone out. You are truly a man of God. May God manifest in your life. Hallelujah. It is in that hiding place, in that preparation place, where you'll be remembered at an appointed time. Even as the butler and the chief baker went out of the prison and their dreams were fulfilled, one lost his head, another one was restored. At an appointed time, you will be remembered. And when you are remembered, it is not like, let's bring him out. Let's bring her out. You know the time it took Joseph to be remembered? In his lifetime, it was 30 years. But he was sold by his brothers when he was 17. Calculate that. 30 years. How would you call that one? Is it suffering? You can't even get a good English word for it. Maybe in your vernacular, you can find a word to put in there what you went through. Hallelujah. But in all of this, Joseph was so keen that I cannot sin against my God. I will not sin against my God. So when you are in your walk with Christ, yesterday we were here, and the facilitator of that day mentioned something key. He said, God is omnipresent. Those of you who are not here, even in the toilet, God is there. Whatever you are doing there, God is there. Hallelujah. Even in that bar, God is there. He's there. So he's everywhere at the same time. That is general. Another dimension, God is indwelling. Inside of you. So imagine you. Where are you? If God is like around, present, then he's dwelling inside of you. So where are you? You know what they call a sandwich? So you are in between God. Outside of you, God is covering you. Inside of you, God is dwelling in you. Hallelujah. Have you imagined that? Let it be in your conscious mind that my God, when you say my God, you meaning in him, is inside of me, my God. Be conscious of that. So that you are able to say, I cannot sin against my God. So in Genesis 41,
verse 1, it tells us that Pharaoh had a dream. And then the chief baker, one of the prisoners who was there, was reminded it was an appointed time. It was after 2 years that this man remembered, oh, there was a young man who interpreted my dream, and it came to pass, and he whispered to Pharaoh. So there is somebody who is silent somewhere, seeming like he has forgotten, but he's your destiny helper. When that time comes, they will speak for you. You have an advocate who is going to speak for you. Clap, clap. If you're clapping, clap. So this man was restored to the king's service, advocated for Joseph. Lo and behold, he interpreted a dream. And Pharaoh still saw the manifested presence of God in the life of Joseph. I pray that wherever you are, wherever you will be, let the presence of God be made manifest. Hallelujah. Clap better. Clap better. Let the manifested presence of God be visible in your life. But the delay was for 13 years for Joseph to be lifted into a position. I want to believe he's among the youngest prime ministers the world has ever had in history, and even to date. The Bible says he was 30 years when he stood before Pharaoh. Youth, 30 years, according to this context, is the age of responsibility. Is the age of responsibility to manage bigger things. So don't begin running around and say, I have studied, now I've got a job at 22 immediately after university. Then you want to take up responsibilities. Ask your God, am I mature enough to take up responsibility? So it comes with the preparation. It comes with understanding. It comes with planning. So at the age of 30, the young man Joseph gave a plan that would be like a national plan. Have you ever brought out a plan that was appreciated by your family, your clan? It is there in your mind. You just need to speak it out. And all the elders will remain open mouthed and say, this young lady, this young man has spoken something that we need to take up. But who will run this program? Implementation. Pharaoh said, it is only this man who has the Spirit of God, acknowledging that God is sovereign. The God of Joseph is sovereign. And he gave him all the responsibility of Egypt and said, it is only the throne that I am greater than you. And Egypt will be ruled by your word. Hallelujah. A foreigner, God has given him that responsibility to rule. Those days, Egypt was a superpower in a way for Africa. You can imagine Joseph at 30. He's ruling the whole of Africa. You know the map of Africa? You know all those presidents? So where you are a prime minister, you'll be riding in the second force one. Hallelujah. Because those days they used to ride horses. Today they're riding on planes. Hallelujah. So Joseph became a prime minister at the age of 30. Senior youth who are here, do you have any history of a prime minister who was 30 years in our nation here? I don't know. This is the stage of the fulfillment of the dream that Jacob told his brothers. Some of us were above, or at 30 and above. Has your dream come to fulfillment? Now you're thinking, which dream did I have? It was there. Maybe you never said it out. But the appreciation that have come from your family, from your contemporaries, that, hey man, hey lady, is this you? I can't believe this. That is a dream that has come to fulfillment. So in summary, Joseph was thrown in a pit. Out of the pit, he was promoted to the palace of Potiphar. I imagine a man who is the guard, chief guard, he must have had a house like a palace. Or let's call it a bungalow. That was a promotion from God. From Potiphar's house to prison, falsely accused. Preservation. You know, sometimes when they take somebody to police, if something happens, they'll put you in the police cells and they say, we have put him or her here to help us with investigation. Even if the case may be proved false, but it is for security. Hallelujah. So from prison to prime minister, look at those steps. Others are down, others are up, but that is how God raises those he has put a vision in them. So don't cry when the level has gone down. God is still planning and say, I am going to lift you higher. Imagine if Joseph had to go through education. How many classes would he have gone through to become a prime minister? But God in his own making. Let's look at his education. It's not mentioned. But God educated him in a very special way. And put him to that level. A managerial position over a nation. And Egypt being a superpower then, if that word was there at that time, it was the man managing the whole of Africa and all those lands that were conquered by Egypt. His plan, he gave Pharaoh, and Pharaoh had none to implement it, and he implemented it, and he saved nations, including his own brothers. Hallelujah. Very interesting story, but time, we needed a whole day anyway. But I have given you a summary of Joseph's life as a youth. If you're writing, put it as Joseph's life as a youth. Youth, mark that story and keep going back to it. If you want to see progress, success, prosperity in your life, keep going back to Joseph's story. Hallelujah. Our time is fast spent. Let us pray. Jehovah, our King, our God, blessed be your holy name. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the Spirit that was ministering unto us, O God. Thank you for the grace upon each one of us, because you are a good God. Let this word find room in our hearts. Let this story keep running in our minds. Be replayed over and over again. For we know you will not forsake us. And it keeps reminding us that God is with us. God is in us. We stand firm, knowing that our God is bigger than any challenge, bigger than any problem, Whatever the devil throws at us, we shall laugh at it and say, my God is bigger than that. Father, we thank you. Take all the praise, take all the honor, take all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Amen.
Dear friend, perhaps you have no saving relationship with God. And you love God. And you want to engage with Him. But you don't know how. I want to show you how. In John chapter 10, verse number 9, Jesus said, I am the door. Whoever enters through me shall be saved. It's the door into the kingdom of God. Right now, you can enter a relationship with the Almighty God. You can do that through a simple prayer of commitment that you can make to God right now through Him. And if you are ready to enter a relationship with God so that you can be a child of God, bona fide child, not just a creation, not just a creature of God, created by God, but a son, a daughter, follow this simple prayer of commitment after me. Say, dear Jesus, I come to you as a sinner. Forgive all my sins. I repent of my sins. Right now, I invite you. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. Amen. If you say that prayer from your heart, you are saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. Find a Bible teaching church near you where you can go and fellowship in order to grow spiritually. If you live in the city of Kampala, you are most welcome to come and worship with us at Victory Church of Christ Ministries International in Luzira, Kampala. And the word we share in these services will never allow your life to remain the same. And let us know about the commitment you have made through our contacts on the screen. We'll send you some material through the mail, through your email, so that you can be edified and you can know how to walk in your new phone life with God. God bless you abundantly. I wait to hear from you.